You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has clearly condemned the protests in Melbourne.
Those threats and intimidation has no place in Australia. We're a civil, peaceful society. Where we have disagreements, we don't handle them with violence. And there can be no tolerance for that. And there should be no tolerance for that.
As has opposition leader Anthony Albanese.
Well, I condemn it. There is no place in Australian public life for people threatening the lives of politicians or anyone else.
But Mr. Morrison was also keen to reflect the COVID fatigue felt by many Australians. He's argued that once herd immunity is achieved, unvaccinated people should not continue to be shut out.
Of course, there are many people who are feeling frustrated. I mean, over the last couple of years, governments have been telling Australians what to do. They should be able to go and get a cup of coffee in Brisbane when you're over 80%, regardless of whether you've had the vaccines or not.
His comments sparked a rebuke from the Sunshine State. Queensland Deputy Premier Stephen Miles sent his message from State Parliament.
He has chosen instead to undermine the vaccine mandates that have successfully accelerated vaccine take-up here in Queensland for the sake of his own cynical political interests.
Order.
The Prime Minister has done today what he has done every day of this pandemic, attacked Queensland, attacked Queenslanders and our health response, all for the sake of his own political survival.
Debate over vaccination mandates is now overshadowing the federal government's legislative agenda. Liberal Senators Jared Rennick and Alex Antic say they will withhold their votes on government legislation unless unvaccinated people are protected from discrimination. One Nation Senators Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts say they will actively vote against all government legislation unless mandated vaccination is opposed. However, apart from high-risk frontline health workers, there is no federal mandate on vaccination. The Prime Minister detailed the circumstances.
Our position on mandatory vaccines, for example, is in very specific circumstances. We're not in favour of mandatory vaccines imposed by the government. Businesses can make their own choices under the law, but we're not about telling them what to do or telling Australians what to do.
The backbench and crossbench threats are being treated seriously. If they are carried out, the government won't get any contentious legislation through the parliament when sittings resume on Monday. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.